Track 6. It's a long way to wheel a bit of muck.
In the middle of the 20th century, we would have been floating about 20 feet above a single railway track that transported coal from this site to Workington in the northwest of England. There it was used as coke in the steel-making industry, and Mike has good reason to remember that each of the trams were loaded with 20 tons of coal.
Because I remember during the 1972 miners' strike, well, there was a row of trucks up there now hadn't been washed, and the collieries went on strike in 1972 for, I think it was three, four weeks, and we ran out of coal in the house because they stopped delivering, you know. So what we did, we came up here and we dropped the sides of the wagons, and whatever we had, a wheelbarrow, we come all the way up here with a wheelbarrow and take the coal out of the trucks. And the police came here one night and they could see what we was doing. I think they come for the same thing. They had a couple of sacks in the boot and they seen us, like we was right in the headlights, so they couldn't run in it, so they just turned around and they waited for us to fill our wheelbarrows and whatever, and we went, and you could see them come back after then. But after that month, I think it was about 20 wagons from Britannia, but you must appreciate there was muck and everything in them. It hadn't been sorted. You had to have a look, you know, make sure we weren't taking muck. A long way to wheel a bit of muck in it right down to the village. But when the strike was over, there wasn't much coal in those wagons. It was all stone.
So here we are at the heart of the colliery. To the north, we have the lake and former site of the washery. To the south, a small stream runs to the right-hand side of the memorial garden that is home to both the north and south shaft, and a submerged pit wheel. As we make our way off the other side of the bridge, we will pass the stores on our right.
Just behind the trees, there was a building which was the colliery stores, and you could get everything in there, you know, from new boots and helmet and gloves for the men, to a small little nut and bolt for something, to, you know, thousands of items, you know, that it was underground, so there was a big stores back here.
Whilst the bridge offers a good view of the site, it was the manager who had the best vantage point, as we will hear at stop 7.
Follow the path straight ahead through a green squeeze barrier and into the car park. Taking great care, walk straight across the car park, following the white line. When the line forks, turn a right and follow it towards the car park entrance. Follow the path with the white line now on your left, out of the car park and up the road until you come to the second kissing gate on your right. Please take care not to trip over the speed humps. The kissing gate leads to the memorial garden. The surface in here is a fine shale material. There are no white lines to guide you around the garden. If you have a visual impairment and you do not have a guide, it would be advised to listen to the next three tracks whilst leaning on the gate. If you are happy to enter the garden, then listen to track 7 by the black pair of trams.